From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, now hour three. Wow. Hard for me to believe that this will be the last hour of 2018 and 2019 in Eastern Time, just 2 hours from right now. This show is officially in, already officially in its 10th year, but we will see our 10th anniversary on April 26th, 2019. Incredible to me, and I can't thank you enough. The emails I've gotten over the years from all of you have been just incredible, and they get better and better and better every single day. This is an hour that I've been dreading because I have to cover some things with you that while we don't shy away from on Armed American Radio, you see, because we live by, if you've been listening to my daytime program, you hear me say, there's two mottos that I generally live by. Number one, you can never refuse to accept the situation. Number two, the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. Isn't that right? And if you listen to the previous 2 hours of the program, you know, let me take this chance real quick to thank my regular guests, Alan Gottlieb, A.W.R. Hawkins, George the Mad Ogre Hill when he's on, and many others who contribute so much and dedicate so much of their time to Armed American Radio and did again this year and again today here on today's Monster Broadcast to close out 2018. Of course, we'll be in the studio chair on Monday and again on Tuesday. But nonetheless, this big monster broadcast heard in hundreds of cities around the country. These gentlemen who join me regularly fight for gun rights all day, every day. And you know, I used to say years ago, remember, you know, you got to sleep with toothpicks under your eyes. Well, we're at that point again. So I just a quick thank you in particular to Alan Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins for just giving us so much, dedicating so much of their private time, their personal time. They don't have to do this. They do not get paid to come here on Armed American Radio, but they are dedicated to keeping you informed. And I can't thank both of those men enough. I just simply can't. Words don't do it. All right. Let me go back to the entire hour we're going to spend together now. This was something I was reminding my daytime listeners about, that I didn't want you to miss this program for a reason. This is going to be a tough hour. I'm going to give you some things from the heart. You know, I had an intro written up, and people say, well, how do you prep for radio? Generally speaking, it's 2 hours of prep on average, minimum 2 hours of prep to 3 hours of prep on hour per hour on radio. But that's just the radio prep. That's not including all of the research that goes into it day and night to begin the prep. So it's a full-time job, and there's never enough time. There really truly is never enough time. But I don't write an intro. What you get from me is not written. I make notes, but I tend to stray from them. I'm not real good with them. I might make some bullet points of some topics that I want to cover with you. And sometimes, because I have this knack to write the way I talk, I will put a few paragraphs down on paper and use them really just as a note. I won't read it verbatim, but I will use it, again, just to kind of improvise from. But I got to tell you, man, I put a lot of thought into this particular hour of the show, and I almost hated to wait for the third hour, but I had to. I kind of wanted to keep you in suspense, too. That's just great radio. What I want to spend this hour talking with you about, personal, between the two of us, is what I believe were the top five stories of 2018. And then I want to give you, I could give you lots of predictions about 2019, but I'm going to give you one in particular. One in particular that will encompass any other prediction I could have put down on paper for you. And I think you'll agree with me when we're all said and done. So with no further ado, let me start with, and I'm not going to count these down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to start with number one. And we all know what number one was. These are the most important stories as it pertains to the topic of discussion on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And number one was no doubt, say it, repeat after me, you know what it is, it's Parkland. I knew the moment Nicholas Cruz walked into that school and those reports began coming across my monitors in the studio during the day, I was on air that day, when this news was breaking, that this was a game changer. How did I know that? I knew it because of the immense coverage we were seeing, which we expect to see when something like this happens. But this was different. What I noticed this time was children, kids, young adults in front of cameras, eloquently speaking their frustrations and their fears in ways we had not heard before. Why? Well, it's hard for first graders to do that in Newtown, isn't it? And we didn't get that from a church shooting in Texas. This was kids. Americans, as a parent myself, this is sickening. What happened in Newtown is sickening. Any school shooting is sickening. But this one was different. Because in this case, we had kids who come from, and I'm, you know, as much as I hate to mix politics in here, I have to do it because reality is, it is reality, period. But a very liberal section of the state of Florida down there in the southeast corner of the state in Broward County that protects people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Sheriff Israel, and the county elections board down there, just ridiculous. But you get the idea. This is a very, very liberal bastion down there. And the things these kids were saying fit the political agenda of gun control in ways we've never heard from kids before in America. We had 17 dead kids, 11 wounded, and they're all saying basically the same thing. Guns are bad. We've got to do something. This has to stop. We need more gun control, and we need it now, and we are not going away. That's the basic essence of what came out of the media push that day. As the cameras focused on these children, the mainstream media had everything they needed to push what is their own political agenda, and that is gun control. The facts be damned. And that's exactly what we saw with Parkland. The facts be damned. David Hogg was given instantaneous celebrity status in the blink of an eye because of what he was saying. I'm not going to play quotes from him. I don't care to give him any more airtime. This kid does not know what he's talking about. He's made that very clear. But what he is doing is, how did he make it very clear? He's made it very clear with, read his Twitter feed. That's all. I'm not going to sit and pick and choose David Hogg's tweets. I could have done that, but it serves no purpose. The general statement that when it comes to my right to bear arms as a man, as a grown man with a family, I don't need David Hogg, who knows absolutely nothing about my right to bear arms, cannot put it in any historical context, but can only talk from emotion. I don't need this young kid telling me how to live my life and how bad my guns are and that by somehow giving up my guns, Nicholas Cruz isn't going to do what he did. Yet the mainstream press, the power of the press, we're going to go there shortly too, but that's in my final prediction, and you'll hear that in the end of this, at the end of this hour. But what we had was powerful press giving a powerful voice to a lot of kids who were acting on instantaneous reaction, raw emotion to what had just happened at their school. And those statements resonated to all corners of America in large measure because they were in step with the media's ultimate goal, basically, of pushing a gun control agenda. And anybody who doesn't push the gun control agenda, as far as the mainstream media is concerned, isn't or doesn't care about common sense gun safety in America. We then witnessed the town hall. I can't even really call it a town hall, where this quick mustering up of Dana and Sheriff Israel and CNN and a hall full of essentially liberal gun haters in an area that had just witnessed a horrific crime that were 17 children were murdered, attacking the National Rifle Association and hundreds of millions of their fellow Americans and placing blame squarely on us. When I come back, we'll continue the discussion. Parkland, game changer. How much of a game changer? Well, you'll find out in 2019. But let me put it this way. If you're wanting to lay down or think you can lay down now because Trump's in office, you got another thing coming, and I'm going to prove that before this hour's over.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Well, gun lover, it is the end of the line. How'd you like to hit that range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day. But it all ends Wednesday, so you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 and get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You can get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But they're all gone Wednesday. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends Wednesday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back at you, third hour, Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, the final hour of 2018. Crazy stuff, I know. But let's go back into Parkland for just a moment. Absolute complete game changer as we move forward into 2019, period. Nothing comes close in 2018 to what happened in Parkland, except for the fact of how it was pushed by a mainstream media. Because it was pushed by a mainstream media, I'm going to extend my remarks from the previous segment to kind of tie the media together. It has my thoughts on how the media did what it did to Parkland. We later found out, after that dog and pony show, phony town hall in Broward County, that Sheriff Israel was lying through his teeth, not only to his residents, but to the nation multiple times. The man shouldn't have a job. We should be referring to him as former Sheriff Israel, and we should be referring to him by his inmate number, as many others. But his, in this particular case, is a glaring example of a complete and total failure of the Democrat system put in place in Broward County, the Democrat control, the Democrat leadership, the Democrat sheriff himself, and the liberal media, who has given this man a pass and enabled him to get away with what he got away with. What am I referring to? The facts didn't come out until after people like me and people like you and the National Rifle Association took the blame somehow for the actions of this madman, as the press continued to give these children voice as they called people like me and you murderers because of the actions of Nicholas Cruz, who never spoke his name, who never placed blame with him, but blamed the NRA, yelled at Dana, hated us as gun owners, when in reality, the FBI, we would later find, and Sheriff Israel's Broward County Sheriff's Office, the BCSO, had known this young man's, this murderer's intentions for years. They had ample evidence this kid should never have been on the street. They knew what he was capable of doing, and we found it out as time went by. And the reason that the Parkland kids like David Hogg are celebrities and able to come after us, and the facts be damned, is because of the mainstream press pushing that agenda and that narrative because it fits their agenda and narrative. This should never have gone down this way from day one. In fact, it should never have happened. Sheriff Israel should be in prison because of this, as should a number of people throughout that department and others possibly in that school. This should never have happened. Parkland, a game changer. Because you've just witnessed how the mainstream media will not only do the bidding of the liars, but will actually push the false narrative themselves when they know the truth. Very dangerous. Parkland incident is never going to go away. Of course, it evolved into the march, multiple screens, every liberal news outlet in the world covering it. And as gun owners, we're being attacked, as law-abiding gun owners. Over 100 million of us are being blamed around the world for our gun nut gun culture in America that had absolutely nothing to do, yet again, with a criminal, heinous murder. But we take the blame for it. Well, we're not going to sit and take that, however. The game here that has changed is the fact that we are now on defense. After Parkland, you, as a gun owner, were placed on defense. And I mean defense in a way that you have never been placed before. The game has changed. You are no longer in control. You are playing defense. And let me tell you something. In this fight, that's not where you want to be. It's not where you want to be. Parkland, of course, I could continue to talk about Parkland for another 2 to 3 hours, but Parkland was a game changer for sure. Why? Money. Press coverage and money. Michael Bloomberg's organization capitalized, as despicable as these people are, I am convinced that there are people at the top of these organizations, as there are in the Democrat gun-hating socialist machine in Washington, who simply wait for something like this to happen to put their pre-planned moves into action. No question in my mind. To me, that is sick, it is evil, it is monstrous, but it is also true. How do we know that? Because we saw it happen we see it happen whenever there tends to be a mass shooting. We see the Democrat spin machine and their allies in the press go absolutely nuts, but nothing like we saw with Parkland. That resulted in the first time
in the history of this movement, our right to bear arms, we were outspent in a critical midterm election by $17 million. According to the New York Times and corroborated by other sources, that number was $17 million. Game changer. The money has flowed into their coffers. How much money has flowed into their coffers? Let me shift from Parkland. Let me move to story number two. 1639 initiative in Washington State. 1639 in Washington State. What does that have to do with you? It has everything to do with you, particularly if you are one of 21 states where ballot initiatives are able to change your state law. You know, 1639, it's easy for people who live outside of a particular state to say, I don't live in Washington State. I wouldn't, man. It rains too much in Seattle. I don't like the weather. And, God, I don't want to live in a blue state. Well, let me tell you something. Washington, if you've never been there, is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in this country. And for all of those of you, those of you who think it rains more in Washington, I can promise you right now, here in the ATL, I haven't seen the sun in months. We're looking at feet of rain this year, far more than Washington. The point that I'm trying to make is, whatever excuse you can come up with isn't going to cut the mustard. What happened in 1639 is now poised to happen to you. Oh, I don't live in Washington. Wouldn't want to live there for all those reasons. I don't have to worry about it. The hell you don't. What is 1639? Here is the text of Initiative 1639 that was on the Washington State ballot. This measure would require increased background checks, training, age limitations, and waiting periods for sales or delivery of semi-automatic assault rifles, criminalize non-compliant storage upon unauthorized use, allow fees, and enact other provisions should this measure be enacted into law. What that ballot initiative didn't tell you was that it contained over 20 new restrictive gun control measures, none of which would have stopped a Nicholas Cruz in Seattle from doing what he did. Not one. But it criminalizes you. Why is that so important? Man, I don't live there. I'm feeling you, Mark, but I don't live there. Why is it so important to me? Because a handful of billionaires, in particular Paul Allen, the late Paul Allen of Microsoft creation fame, and his wife, donated millions, that's plural, in addition to Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety dumping hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to enact Washington Initiative Measure Number 1639 in the state, and it passed. It passed. Washington State now has some of the most restrictive, outside of California and New York and New Jersey, ugly gun laws in the country. The initiative itself reclassified virtually every single semi-automatic rifle as an assault rifle. And it goes from there. 1639 was a play by Bloomberg, a test, before he dumps millions, and I mean hundreds of millions of dollars, into coming after your guns in your state. And it's coming. Florida, you're next. Arizona, you're next. Mark my word. Game changer number two, story of the year. Back after this. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Yes, 1639 initiative in Washington State is a game changer nationwide because of why it was enacted and how it was enacted, and more importantly, the dubious nature, the evil behind it. Look, Washington's initiative 1639 was a test, as I closed out the segment two here just a few moments ago, as a test. And guess what? They won. Here's what happened with 1639 that most likely won't happen in other states. It was the ballot, the way the ballot was written in 1639 was a violation of Washington state constitution. Those like the Second Amendment Foundation and other activists in Washington state sued on those grounds and were successful. But as always in Washington, in a liberal bastion, it was appealed to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ignored their constitution, said so, and allowed it to move forward on the ballot anyway. It didn't matter to them. The Constitution of Washington was literally thrown out the door by the state Supreme Court, and this ballot initiative was then subsequently enacted and is now law in Washington state, one of the worst gun control measures in the history of the country. Thrust upon Washington state law-abiding gun owners by Michael Bloomberg and a handful of billionaires. You see the theme here? Parkland. What did I tell you at the end of segment one? Money. More money is coming at you. as a law-abiding citizen now and your right to bear arms coming after your Second Amendment right than ever in the history of this country. That parkland changed everything. Washington State, the door was cracked. We're going to use this as a tool. Washington was selected as the test case, and they prevailed. They made mistakes. They're not going to make those mistakes moving forward into your state. And if your state is a ballot initiative state, you have got less than 20 months to begin working on some type of fix to keep this from happening to you. Dire prediction, you won't. You won't. Not enough people in your state will give a crap about what happened in Washington State until it's too late and it happens to them, unfortunately. Yeah, we're going to have more dire predictions here coming up at the end of the broadcast. I promise you in the daytime show I would do that, and I meant it. 1639, Washington State, look it up. Game changer, number two of 2018. Number three, Brett Kavanaugh. Well, hey, there's a positive, right? It's not all bad. Don't be so sure of that. What you watched the clown posse in the Senate do in a concerted effort to destroy an American, a fellow American, and a human being was child's play when it comes to what they're going to do when it comes to coming after your right to keep and bear arms. They did not have the power, and they knew it, with the numbers in the Senate to stop Brett Kavanaugh's nomination from proceeding to a vote and a successful vote, and they knew it. So they elected to destroy him, to muster up whoever they could with unproven allegations to destroy this man's life, no concern whatsoever for his teenage children, his wife, his family, and the previous 50-plus years of his living as a human in America. Not one. To the left, what we witnessed with Kavanaugh, blatant. The ends justify the means. We saw it from the moment the Democrats began questioning on the opening day of the hearing. We knew how this was going to go. Brett Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed, and he was. We knew that. You heard those predictions here on this program with Alan Gottlieb and others. Brett Kavanaugh is a fine jurist, a good man, and the left didn't care. And what you witnessed in the U.S. Senate, again, was child's play to what you're going to see coming up in 2020. The politics of personal destruction are in their infancy when it comes to the Democrat Party. So now that Brett Kavanaugh is, you know, a lot of us rested easy, didn't we? A lot of us said, oh, man, woof, what a relief. And there's an extent, to a certain extent, I'm the same way. Yes, Brett Kavanaugh cements now what we believe to be a 5-4 majority. Brett Kavanaugh's first vote, by the way, was siding with the liberals. But it hasn't been about guns. We know how he feels about guns. Didn't you know how Trump felt about guns coming into the election? You knew what he ran on. I'll tell you at the end of the program what we have at the end of 2 years of Donald Trump's first term. I'll save that for the end as well when I make my predictions for you in the final segment. But yeah, we would seem to be, and we heard it here from Alan Gottlieb, and there's not a more important person on earth that comes to our gun rights that we can trust than Alan Gottlieb. And we heard it from Alan Gottlieb himself on this program before Kavanaugh was nominated that there was no jurist on that list that they had a problem with. And when we found out it was Brett Kavanaugh, Alan Gottlieb was on this show talking to you about just how upstanding he is and that pick was phenomenal for our right to bear arms. In large measure, because of his dissent in the D.C. circuit. Now, again, we just don't have enough time in these segments. I don't have time to go over and read you the words verbatim. But if you've been listening to the program for years, as most of you have across the country, you know what I'm talking about. Brett Kavanaugh made it very, very clear that the Second Amendment is an individual right that protects our right to own an AR-15 and essentially any other gun we choose for self-defense. The left went nuts. They opposed Kavanaugh. The first person to question him was Dianne Feinstein. And her entire line of questioning was, of course, on his position on the Second Amendment regarding that dissent in the D.C. Circuit. Now, what about Kavanaugh moving forward? Do we feel better? We do feel better. As I just told you, I feel better knowing he's there based on what I read. But I also, based on what I knew about Scott in Florida, felt very comfortable that he wouldn't do what he did. Trump, I'm going to go there at the end of the next segment. But for now, we can rest easy that we have a comfortable conservative on the court in Brett Kavanaugh. We can rest comfortably knowing that Brett Kavanaugh will more than likely support our right to bear arms based on his previous rulings and his previous writings. And I, for one, feel that way about Brett Kavanaugh. And I want you to feel that way, too. However, that doesn't mean a hill of crap. The Supreme Court, since Heller, has refused to take a case. And there have been a number of them that they should have taken. Number one in my book was the Peruta case in California out of the Ninth Circuit. And they didn't. In fact, that case we felt was so strong that Justice Thomas and Justice Gorsuch, Trump's first nomination to the Supreme Court, both wrote in a scathing quote-unquote dissent against the remaining members on the court for not taking that case. And that case would have had a tremendous impact on our concealed carry rights throughout the country. We were left outside in the cold again on a Second Amendment case. During this time period, the enemies of our freedom, in particular after Parkland, have become emboldened and rich beyond your wildest fantasies. We could always take on the Brady campaign to lie about our guns. Gabby Giffords and her organization to lie about our guns. Every Town for Gun Safety, a Facebook group founded by a phony fraud who claims to be just a mom, when in reality she was upper management of a PR firm. Calculated attacks on our right to keep and bear arms, funded with millions of dollars by a handful of billionaires. Frankly, we didn't see that coming, did we? Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give you two more quick stories, then some predictions, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. Be back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Continuing to move on. Kavanaugh, positive. Yes, very positive. Negative. The Supreme Court has refused to take anything to date. We shall wait and see. But what the point that I'm making about Kavanaugh, the important part of that story, two big takeaways from Kavanaugh. Number one, he was confirmed. We knew that was going to happen. We predicted that. Not a problem. However, the attacks we saw against him, that was child's play compared to what we're getting ready to see in 2020. And those attacks are going to be aimed directly at you. How do I know that? Why? Because story number four of 2018 was the midterms and the clown posse with Nancy Pelosi. Can you believe this? Nancy Pelosi, still around. It's just incredible to me. There are people that continue to elect it, but this is what liberal socialists do. Nancy Pelosi controlling the House of Representatives in 2019 and 2020 as we ramp up to the 2020 elections. The clown posse. And here's what we get from this. Oh, come on, man, you're out there. That's not a big story. They don't have the Senate. Trump's still the president. We're going to go there in just a moment. I'll destroy that argument in one sentence. But the clown posse taking over the House of Representatives in 2018, no doubt, in my book, the fourth top story of the year. Why? Because each of these individuals that ran to take over the House and were successful ran on a gun control agenda openly, every single one of them. Every single one of them. Ran on diminishing the National Rifle Association, demonizing the National Rifle Association, demonizing you, demonizing your right to bear arms, demonizing our constitutional rights. Every single one of them were given a pass by the mainstream press. And when successful, when the clown posse had its majority, made it clear to the world that gun control was going to be their number one priority, and it is in 2019. They will be sworn in a matter of days from you listening to this program live right now here on Sunday, December 30th, 2018. They will be sworn in days. There will be a multitude of bills filed, all of them coming after your right to bear arms, every single one of them. The House Clown Posse, 2018, that's story number four. I can't really talk much more about them until I go into predictions, which I'm, as we say down south, fixing to do here in just a couple of minutes. Story number five, this might shock some folks because it's recent. The bump stock ban. What? Come on, dude. Bump stocks, really? Nobody gives a crap about bump stocks. I don't care if you give a crap about bump stocks, because the bump stock ban ain't about bump stocks, baby. And you'd better figure that one out right now. It's about a government agency, in this case, the Department of Justice, the BATFE, under the DOJ's direction, unilaterally rewriting congressional law dating back to 1934 and 1968. The National Firearms Act of 1934 and the Gun Control Act of 1968. Barack Obama's own DOJ and ATF knew they couldn't do this. And this was a guy with a phone and a pen that would have done it all day long, and he couldn't. And he knew it, and they knew it. So who does it? Trump's DOJ and ATF. Why? Why did they do it? Now, there are multiple court cases. This is moving through the process. It's moving through the judicial system, and it will go through the motions. Personally, and again, I'm going to give away my predictions here, so I won't do that. Let's just say that this is not about bump stocks. This is about the destruction of a right, relinquishing a right to appease who? The media, the mainstream press. We saw it in Florida. We saw it with Scott. I ask this question, now Senator Scott, who will be Senator Scott in just a matter of days. Who was Scott trying to appease when he signed a confiscatory law, three-pronged gun grab law in Florida into law? Who was he trying to appease as a Republican? The media. The attacks against him were relentless in the press, and he was trying to run a Senate campaign. So he appeased the media. That's how powerful. I'm warning you. You're going to get this in predictions here in a second. That's how powerful the mainstream press is in this country. He was not, and he knew it, going to pick up a single Democrat vote in Broward County or Palm Beach County. Not one, and he knew it. No matter what he signed, those people were voting against him anyway. The only logical conclusion we can draw is that he did it to appease the media to stop hammering him right before the election. Why did Trump allow the DOJ, in an obvious violation of lawmaking in this country, of our legislative process, why did Trump push it, beg for it, insist on it, and agree to it? Media. The National Rifle Association gave cover. We talked about it many times before. I'm not going to go into it now because I want to get to some predictions and some dire warnings for you. The bottom line with bump stock ban is the National Rifle Association signed off on it right after Parkland. They sacrificed them on the altar of gun control to appease who? The media. To get the media off their back. To make it look like somebody did something when a bump stock ban had nothing to do with Parkland at all. Only Vegas. So we think. We've not been told. Bump stocks, the martyr, the sacrificial lamb on the altar of gun control in 2018 to appease no one other than the media. So what's going to happen now, Mark? Because there's your five right there. Parkland, 1639 Washington Initiative, Brett Kavanaugh confirmation, House Clown Posse taking control, and number five, the bump stock ban. What does this lead to when it comes to predictions for 2019? The predictions are dire. Cannot refuse to accept the situation, and I'm not going to sit here and attempt to sugarcoat anything because I can't. The only thing Donald Trump has done for us at this stage of the game, has talked a huge game about protecting our Second Amendment rights. And I believe he's sincere in that. I absolutely do. He certainly beats the hell out of what we could have had had he not won the election. We certainly wouldn't have Gorsuch, and we certainly wouldn't have Brett Kavanaugh on the court. But the fact remains that Donald Trump, the only thing I can point to that he has done for me as a gun owner, has issued an order to confiscate my stuff. And it's been done illegally. Now, there are court challenges to that. I'm positive. I'm hopeful. And I'm feeling pretty positive about the fact that those court challenges will lead to injunctions, etc. This is a clear, clear violation of our rights as American citizens. But that remains to be seen. We've seen this game play out before. The predictions are not good. The mainstream press, in conjunction with the Democrat clown posse, are going to relentlessly attack you as gun owners as we get closer and closer to the 2020 elections, and we are getting there every hour. As soon as we end this program today, you can essentially consider the 2020 campaign beginning. The Democrat gun grabbers are going to run on a gun control agenda. They have billions of dollars behind them. They have been successful in the past. They are beating us now. And in all likelihood, if we don't step up our game, we can lose. That means you have to get engaged right now, today. This threat to your right to keep and bear arms has never, ever been more intense than it is today. The enemies of our freedoms are emboldened. They hold the House, they have the media, and they have billionaires behind them. Until we meet on Monday's broadcast, please join an organization, Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, your local grassroots organizations, and remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and understand this one thing, you cannot refuse to accept the situation. We can lose. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.